Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 699. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is, I think, downstairs. Got about an hour before I generally clean the litter box and whatnot, so he'll be up at some point to remind me, most likely. We'll see what happens. Yes. Hey, we're not at World War III yet. It hasn't started. As of recording this, by the time I post it tomorrow, who knows? Who knows? You know, it's hard to find reasons to be positive and excited these days. As just, you know, jokingly saying that out loud is, you know, but also I'm very seriously saying that, you know. It's apparently any moment now the U.S. could take Greenland, which, you know, could potentially start World War III. It could be, you know, stealing a country from, you know, Europe could put them us at war with, you know, the other NATO countries other than ourselves here in the U.S., which I guess that would kick us, essentially kick us out of NATO. I don't know how that works exactly. We're the biggest contributor monetarily wise. Definitely, I would assume that they would keep some sort of alliance over there because, you know, they have to, you know, stick together if, you know, they have to be concerned with, you know, the U.S. on one side and then Russia on the other. And then, you know, what if China gets a little out of control? But I would imagine Russia and the U.S. are more of a way more concerned than China since they're sandwiched in between the U.S. and Russia as you know, China's on the other side of Russia, so it's not looking good, you know, because I'd still like to go back to Ireland, and, well, you know, I'd just rather not be at war with Europe, and, you know, I imagine that would draw in Canada as well, because they are an ally of, you know, I mean, they're our ally currently, with question mark. Because we've, of course, threatened them as well. So we'll see what happens there. Of course, we also threatened Mexico. So that's fun. That's fun. We could, I mean, who knows at this point? I mean, Trump's clearly got dementia and is just, like, freeballing it. We're just like, oh, hey, well, let's go back to the empire days. Let's go back to imperialism. That was fun, wasn't it? That was when America was great. Oh, yeah. That's, that's fantastic. But again, as the point I'm recording this to, I haven't gotten an alert yet that says we took Greenland, which yeah, I don't see how that would be beneficial to us whatsoever. I mean, we have access, you know. I was gonna try not to talk about this, you know, but you know, that's like it's hard not to talk about that, you know. And of course, you got the ice is killing people in the streets, what have you. It's, you know, not a great time to be an American. That's for sure. Not a great time. As, you know, there's been, to be fair, America has had quite the dark history and done a lot of bad shit. It's not a new thing to do bad shit, but it seems that we're increasing the level of bad shit that we do. It seems worse that, you know, that, yeah, I never would have thought that we would, you know, growing up, you know, I was born in 81 and grew up during the Cold War, son of a bitch. My tongue is tied, as I haven't had much sleep this week, not because of the news or whatever, just the constant working thing, working overtime. But, yeah, it's hard for my brain to rationalize the fact that we could be going to war with most of Europe, but with the exception of Russia. which, you know, I'm sure they're going to enjoy if we go to war with Europe. But, you know, does that mean nukes fly? There hasn't been direct conflict between nuclear powers since World War II, you know? World War II, we were the only nation that had nukes. Didn't take long for the Soviets to get them, but this would be the first time there's direct combat if, you know, we do do take Greenland. That's, Germany, I believe France, several, you know, big European countries that have nukes that are, you know, NATO countries, NATO allies, have said, you know, they're going to step in. They will step in militarily if the United States takes military action to take Greenland. So, you know, how does that work? You know, do you just like, I promise not going to use nukes, but we're going to annihilate you with, you know, our regular firepower, which I don't know how that's, you know, a whole lot better, but I guess you don't destroy the land that these people are currently living on that you're trying to take. I guess that's like the only upside of not using nukes. If you're still going to just like drop, you know, regular bombs, it's still not good. But anyway, yeah, I was, I had other shit I was going to talk about, but as soon as I started talking about it, and then I can't fucking, you know, it's hard to not, I mean, you know, when Trump initially said, when he first got back into office this last time, he was, you know, said, talk about making Canada the 51st state and then talking about taking Greenland. But it seemed like kind of trolling. But, you know, it's definitely seeming, I mean, he says he's serious and keeps repeating it now. It definitely seems that there is a high percentage chance we're going to take military action against Greenland. You know, the chance should be zero. Should be 0% chance. It's definitely higher than zero. I'm thinking it's over 50%. I mean, there is like nobody, clearly there's nobody running the government currently in the higher echelons of government that is a sane person. And they are, wow. Yeah, I don't even know what to say, you know, about... Other than, you know, I love visiting Europe, and I guess I'm glad that I did go several times. There was, seven times I've been to Europe, which I guess does bring me to a certain thing that I was going to talk about, which I'm sure that most people nowadays are already tired of the fact that, you know, the 6-7 thing is caught so much fire. Of course, if you're somehow not aware of the 6-7, it's the, I guess it started on TikTok, and, or maybe it was, you know, I guess it started more as a meme. I guess according to Wikipedia, it started on TikTok and Instagram Reels, and then later, of course, spread to YouTube, and it's fucking everywhere. The Blues are selling tickets for the game on the 13th, which is, what is that, Tuesday, I think? Yeah, Tuesday's game. I think they're selling it for two tickets for $67. It's a special they got going on. It's really... I didn't realize it originated from a song. Here we go. I'll just read the Wikipedia... It's according to Wikipedia. Anybody can write this shit. The phrase originated from the song Doot Doot 6-7 by Skrilla, which I have not listened to, which became popular in video edits featuring professional basketball players, especially LaMelo Ball, who was listed at 6'7" inches tall. The meme was further popularized through overtime elite player Talen T.K. Kinney's repeated use of the phrase. March of 25, a boy named Maverick Trevilian became known as the 6-7 kid after a viral video showed him yelling the term at a basketball game while performing an excited hand gesture, which is the you move your hands like up and down. The meme, described as annoying and like a plague, has been linked by multiple news outlets to the wider brain rot phenomenon digital media deemed to be of poor quality. Some commentators also see it as evidence of Generation Alpha's growing presence in internet culture. Doot Doot 6-7. Now I gotta fucking listen to the song. I don't think I'm gonna play it here. But yeah, there's whereas, you know, it's in South Park, which I think I heard it before seeing it on South Park, but South Park really became, when I saw it on South Park, then I was like, clearly, okay, this is getting out there. It's getting big. 6-7. Holy shit, McDonald's even uses a 6-7. They're putting it on their fucking chicken nuggets. What the fuck? yeah, 6-7's everywhere. Which, honestly, it doesn't bother me, but I think it's played out, though, that how out there it is. I mean, when you've got all these big-time corporations marketing shit with 6-7, you know, it's like, okay, guys. It's just... we should probably move on to another fad at this point. When it's McDonald's is selling it on their chicken McNuggets, you know, it's like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm loving it. Anyway. In the early days of this podcast, you know, when it was more than just myself on every time, we had joked about several conspiracies. You know, created some conspiracies, though we didn't try to sell this as a real conspiracy. It was, you know, Shelley and I would talk about this, and I came up, well, I guess, I don't remember when I started. It was in the first year of doing the podcast, I believe, because, I mean, it was 2012. That was when the Mayan calendar ended, and what people thought the world was really going to end December 26, 2012. So, I mean, it's almost been 14 years. We're coming up in just a couple of months. It'll be 14 years of doing this fucking shit. Anyway, it seemed like the perfect time. I guess there was a lot of conspiracies in the air, which nowadays in the internet age, when everybody's got the internet connected to their hip, literally, with, you know, your phone being right in there in your pants pocket, you got that internet right there. You got the there's the real brain rot and conspiracies galore just in your pocket. And anyway, I think I guess I grew up on conspiracies anyway, because my father was a Vietnam vet, which you know, rightfully so, I didn't trust the government, as the Vietnam War was, you know, fucking terrible and not fought for real great reasons. It was under the guise of, you know, trying to stop the spread of communism. And yeah, that didn't work out. It was a brutal war. Killed, you know, there was millions of Vietnamese that died. And the American, you know, they were at war with France before then. And didn't work real well for France either. And we just like, you know what? We want to bite a little bit of that off of that as well. And we stayed there for too long. We shouldn't have gone in at all, in my opinion. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But my dad was, you know, had distrust for the government, a lot of it, and believed in a lot of the Kennedy conspiracy stuff. When the Oliver Stone film JFK came out, he was, you know, he watched that in constant rotation. Because this is back in the VHS days, you know, when you couldn't just stream stuff. When you had all this choice, you could go on Netflix, you know, where you spend a lot of time, like a half an hour to an hour, just picking out what you're going to watch, adding stuff to your feed or your watch list, and then never watching them. I quit doing that, though. That used to be a thing for me, and I think I still have just a fuck ton of shit in my watch list. But I quit adding shit in there, It's like, that's more like, feel like, oh, I'm going to get around to this one day. But like 15 years later, I still haven't watched that fucking documentary. Anyway, point is, we have a lot more options today than we did back in the VHS days, which we had regular, we had cable. We got cable when I was like, before I was a teenager. I remember how old I was. Maybe 10, 11 or so. That's when we finally got cable. Maybe I was a little bit younger. I don't, you know, it definitely was a lot longer after all of my friends had it. It was an amazing thing just to see cable when you had those options. But we always had the VHS rentals. Like, we would go rent at movies like every weekend. Even before that, I've had laser discs. The point I'm getting to is that, yeah, my dad was very conspiracy brained. Thought everything was conspiracy. I don't think he would have been into QAnon, though, as he definitely hated Donald Trump. So I can't imagine him thinking, and he hated New York, to be honest. I've got nothing against New York other than, you know, the Wall Street. Fuck Wall Street. But he hated billionaires, which I'm on board with that. I could say a lot of bad shit about my dad, but, you know, I guess, you know, I do agree with a lot of some of the things that he raised me on, I guess. Definitely, you know, distrust of those in power, to, you know, always question authority. The JFK, yeah, because of the VHS days, like when he would get into a movie, I think part of it is just not having, you know, the ability to just stream whatever the fuck you want and be like, you know what, I'm going to watch like 10 films on this one topic. It was always, you know, one movie became just like on constant loop. And he would watch movies like over and over again. Where JFK, I don't think that was one where he did watch a fuck ton of times. I mean, it was like a long movie, and honestly, there's not a lot of action. Not really action-based. But I remember that being one that he would like watch back-to-back. There was movies that had no political relevance, although maybe there's some hidden stuff in there, but like Stargate was one of his favorite movies. The Kurt Russell film. And James Spader, I think James Spader's in there. I haven't watched it forever. The movie, not the TV show. I think he might have tried watching the TV show, but it was the movie that he really enjoyed. Maybe it was Kurt Russell. I don't know what it was. But, I mean, they had a really good big budget. At the time, it was a very good-looking movie as far as the effects, all that shit was concerned. And, I mean, it had the Egyptians. I'm not against the movie. But I've seen the movie way too many times. I haven't seen it probably since my father was still here and around. So that was, he was last year, like 1997? Died in, 99, I think? Or 2000? No, it was 99. He didn't make it to 2000. That's right. Anyway, it's been a minute. But he would, you know, get this shit that just like going, like, I mean, he would literally, like, because this was VHS, you'd have to rewind the shit. That was like the only break in between like watching this movie again. Like, he was handicapped and collected disability. I mean, he worked for part of my life, but then like the last couple years he was around, he just like sat at home, was working shit on his computers, but basically he was just collecting money from the government. So he had a lot of free time. What I'm getting at, and in that free time, I mean, it's he would have probably gotten into some big time conspiracies again. QAnon, believing that Donald Trump is a savior, little children, I highly doubt that he would have bought that at all. He probably would have believed that there was, you know, a group of pedophile elites though out there, which clearly there is. Anyway, yeah, Donald Trump was, you know, one of them. Anyway, yeah, the point is, yeah, he would like rewind these films, like JFK and like just conspiracy shit, just over and over, watch this shit like a madman. And so I've grown up with, you know, conspiracies. The Kennedy conspiracy was a big one. I think it's quite possible that, you know, there is that there was more involved than just Oswald. I don't believe all the the JFK film, all that much of it, because I have seen stuff on The Real Lawyer that Kevin Costner is playing in that, and about the real evidence that he tried to show in. It's been a long time, been years. But there was, there probably still is on YouTube. You can see like footage of stuff that he had tried to put in court. I can't remember if he actually got it in court or not when they were doing the whole trial over that shit. Is that even considered a trial? but he had some crazy shit and stuff that was like, that's clearly not true. I don't remember any of the real crazy stuff. And also I've seen, you know, people prove that Oswald could have made that shot. That it was not impossible, as impossible as, you know, say, Jesse Ventura would lead you to believe. To be fair, though, Jesse Ventura was a Navy SEAL, was a badass. He's, you know, very old and conspiracy-minded and everything. But yeah, I have a hard time trusting anybody like an Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura that just their whole... You know, the way they make money is just by selling conspiracies. I mean, Jesse Ventura had a show, I think, called Conspiracy at one point. Talking about all the conspiracies out there. But so, yeah, I've had... the point I was getting at as I just digressed about just VHSs being on loop in my house. I mean... Again, the looping of these movies was insane. And I did it a little bit when I had films that I really liked. I would watch them over and over again. But it was rarely immediately after watching it the first time and then immediately putting it back on. Sometimes, yeah, sure. I mean, Dumb and Dumber, which maybe was the brain rot that I had at the time. Was watching that multiple times. I was a big Jim Carrey fan. Even before he was a movie star, like in Living Color, love that shit. Point being, though, I know how a good conspiracy can suck a person in, and you know, suck them in and suck them off. Not so much the off part, but I had the thought at work as you know, because. We'll be saying shit. There was the other day. We were talking about flying to Ireland. I was like, it's like a 6 or 7 hour flight. They're like, oh, 6, 7. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even try to do it on that one. And then I had mentioned to like, I think that's if you fly out of Chicago. Because I was like, I don't think there's like a straight flight out of St. Louis to Ireland. Maybe there is. I know that they do some international flights. I know you can fly to Canada from there. And then we got on the subject of driving to Chicago because the Blues game. The Blues were playing the Chicago. I was like, yeah, that's like a... Like, how long... I was like, that's a shitty drive. Like, well, how long of a drive is that? Of course, I was like, well, from here. And this time we did it on purpose. I was like, it's like a 6 or 7 hour drive. Which I find it funny that it would like it does like come up in a lot of stuff. It's crazy how much stuff is like 6 or 7. I mean, they're numbers. When New Year's Eve was playing the horse race game where we were rolling dice, see which horse would win. We had 2 12-sided die, and that the ones that hit the most were 6 and 7. Well, I got 8. I think was. Pretty well in there too. Just the, it's not funny to say 6, 7, 8. But anyway, So I was thinking about, you know, 6'7" and how again, back when we started this podcast, like Shelley and I would talk about crazy conspiracies. We'd make shit up and say we would go and there was, of course, the bigger one we tried. We didn't try to push it. Like, we admitted that, like, oh, this is... we never sold it as a real conspiracy. But, you know, it's hard... Then I was even aware that, you know, it's dangerous to just make up conspiracies because somebody's going to take that shit seriously. This was pre-QAnon. This is, again, like 2012 when we were making this shit up. But, like, we had joked about ALF there being a conspiracy. I mean, we both grew up watching ALF. That was, you know, we watched TV constantly. As also watching VHSs on loop. There was a lot of ALF, you know. A lot of A-Team, a lot of just television. We had the Alien Anne Frank conspiracy that ALF, that the bigwigs, this is the, I think we even looked up who the fucking, I don't remember who it was now, but who the president of NBC was at the time. I believe it was an NBC show. I could be wrong on that. Again, this is not a real conspiracy. This is, we just made this shit up. But it was we said that it was the big wigs at NBC, so they had the plot. They were like, we are going to turn the Holocaust into a sitcom. And the way that they decided to do it was to turn Anne Frank into an alien. And maybe, I don't know if there was, if I tried to make it the alien is AL for alien and then Frank, Alien Frank. I don't know, Alien Anne Frank. I don't know. I don't think I've thought about it that deeply. Because it basically is, if you think about ALF, I mean, it is sort of the Anne Frank story. The family he's with, was it the Tanners? Fuck, it's been a minute since I've watched ALF. They're hiding him. Was it in the attic? I don't remember. I think it's the attic. But I could be wrong. Maybe it's the garage or something. I want to say it's the attic because they do it in... you know, they're making fun of ALF, basically, and American Dad, the Seth MacFarlane, or whatever. you know, the Family Guy, the creator, the guy, the American Dad, that one, whatever. yeah, Seth MacFarlane, his show. basically, I was, you know, they decided to make, the only way that they can make a sitcom is they made an alien and that was hiding, because ALF is hiding from the government because the government wants to, you know, basically put him into like Auschwitz for like experiments and whatnot because he's an alien. Maybe, I guess it would be Area 51 that they would be putting him in. I don't remember. I haven't watched ALF in many, many years. By the point in time I did that, said that this was a conspiracy, which, again, I never really sold it as a conspiracy. It was a joke. but, yeah, I didn't know the details, the ins and outs of ALF, and I didn't go back to watch much of it to be able to really create a well-rounded conspiracy. But, and I was like, yeah, even then I was like, yeah, I should probably not sell this as a real thing. And around that same time is when the internet conspiracy came out that the birds aren't real, which that one started as a joke and people went on to actually believe that birds are not real. And so it's dangerous. You can't. But I was thinking along those lines with the 6'7" stuff. Then I was like, man, because, you know, I work in a steel working factory building steel joists. It's the same shit over and over again, nonstop, all day. All day, the same shit. So I put my body on autopilot and, you know, my brain is, you know, meandering through many a thoughts. It's the only thing that keeps me somewhat sane doing very repetitive work. Is to just go into weird digress into just crazy thoughts, I guess, to kill time. And I was thinking that, like, ooh, it would be great to start, like, be kind of funny to start, like, an X account. Again, don't do this. Do not do this. I'm not going to do this. Because this could lead to, like, the next death cult or whatever. It could lead to, fuck, this could be the reason they started World War III. But I was like, man, if you started, like, an account on X, you know, formerly Twitter, and then had just, like, two names. I was thinking, I was, like, you know, doing some brainstorming, and I was like, two names. The first name's got to be 6 letters long. Second letter's got to be 7 letters long. And I started thinking about it. Well, you know, I'm thinking, because my thought was, you would have, oh, shit, this doesn't work, because I was thinking this, my name, the name I was going to go with, which I guess maybe I could still call it that. maybe I'd have to think of a different name. But I was thinking from this account and have it all 6-7 related shit. And because I was just thinking, because I was like, man, because of all this 6-7 stuff, something crazy is probably going to happen. Like, people are going to do some weird shit on June 7th of this year. June 7th, 2026. 2026 doesn't really help, but June 7th. could, you know, things get crazy. Maybe that's when the nukes fly, or who knows? Who knows at this point? That's the day we finally take Greenland. I don't know what it means. It could mean anything. People are just going to have a big protest, the 6-7 protest, or they're going to go play basketball. I'm not sure. It could be many of things. People just go out dressed as 6s and 7s. Then a question mark. but I was just like, if you start this account and then just keep posting cryptic shit, like a picture with the date in there, 6-7, maybe have that like prominent 6/7, 6/07, whatever, or you want to look that, and that's like in real big bold, and then maybe even in a different color, and then the year 2026, kind of like smaller font. Less bold. And then, you know, the time 6:07 a.m. And just like have that in your picture, and like that be the post. Put some crazy tags in it. Of course, you're going to put 6-7 as a tag. And then just like keep posting that, and then never reply to anybody's comments. And of course, you'd want to use an IPA. Not a beer. God damn it. You know, you want to hide your IP address. So you want a VPN. That's the one I'm looking for. VPN. Want a VPN. Because if you're going to make a conspiracy account that could lead to people really making conspiracies, because I was never going to, you know, the idea that I thought was almost like, because I almost want to try, like, why I think about it, because, you know, I often find it interesting, the stuff that really gets people's minds rolling and just like on fire and like, blah, like you don't really have to make a conspiracy for that. Like, you can just put out that date in a picture and then, you know, tag it with whatever, and people will start making conspiracies around. I'm certain of it. Which, like, the only thought, like, of me really kind of like thinking about doing it is just how, like, oh, it would be kind of interesting to see, like, what people, like, the craziest shit, that, because I know that if it went viral, which I think it's good possibility would, and people would be like, oh no, we are gonna have some crazy shit go, and because of that, people are like, we gotta shoot on 6-7, man. 6-7, we're all going out. And it would just, because, like, there was that one guy that said he was gonna have some kind of birthday party or whatever it was, and then it was like, what, a couple 100,000 people said they were gonna go. It was just like some normal small house. Like, they didn't have, like, enough parking for, you know, 1,000 people, much less the people that said they were going to go. But there was, you know, many instances like that. You know, I mean, hell, there was the storm Area 51 thing that led to a lot of people going out. And but nobody, like, really attacked the airbase there, which is good. But I was thinking, like, all this crazy shit I could do with, you know, the 6-7. You could do all this shit that came out in 1967. Just put a picture up. Just, you know, don't really put much of any real description, but have, like, a 67 Camaro. You know, do, and have, like, songs that came out in 1967. I mean, there's, which the name I was thinking was Dr. Robert, which I was thinking, because I was thinking Dr. Robert was either on Revolver or Sgt. Pepper's. I'm pretty sure Sgt. Pepper's came out in 67. But I was like, I think maybe Revolver came out in 67. Looking it up, it was 66. So I would have been wrong there. So it wouldn't have made sense. I was going to put as the name for the account, Dr. Robert. Spell out doctor, that's 6 letters. And Robert is 6 letters as well, but if you put 2 T's in there, it becomes 7. maybe you could put Bert in the Bert part, put an A in between the E and the R, so it'd be kind of like Beatles. Dr. Robert. That would be kind of funny. But I mean, you could just like keep posting shit. And like, I think Hendrix's, I want to say, Are You Experienced came out in 1967, the album. So, you know, having Hendrix in general is like kind of trippy shit. And Access Bold as Love, now I got to know when the fuck that was released. Discography here. Yeah, 67. Yeah. Oh, Access Bold as Love also came out in 67. Because I was going to say, if 6 was 9, though, there is no mention of 7, I don't think, on that song. It did come out in 1967, which is good. And 6 was 9 was kind of a crazy number anyway. But if 6 was 9 would be a great. And Castles Made of Sand, that's a weird one. It's got backward shit playing in it. Would be an interesting one to just have like a photo and then just back. Yeah, I definitely thought about this way too long at work, but I was just thinking, like, basically, I was thinking Access Bold of Love was 68. Apparently it's 67, as well as, you know, Are You Experienced? He put them out the same year. That's good to know. I'm not going to do anything with that information. I was thinking Electric Ladyland was 69, but I was wrong. That was 68. It was not 69. But he would go on to die, I think, in 1970, which is, yeah, sucks, man. Loved Jimmy. He would have done some good shit. I mean, he was at his prime when he went out. I mean, he had some good shit at the end there with Electric Ladyland. I mean, and then Band of Gypsies. He was definitely, I mean, he was experimenting so much. Anyway. Yeah, he died in 1970. September 17th of 1970. There's a 7 in there. I don't see what time. 1:45. No, I'm not seeing any 6-7 stuff. She called an ambulance 11:18, so I'm guessing that's about. Yeah, no 6-7 there without his death. But he put out 2 albums in 1967, so you'd be good with pretty much most of Hendrix's stuff. That's a good portion of his music that's out there, is those first 2 albums. So if 6 was 9, would work out. But I was thinking, you know, Sgt. Pepper's, which was I'm pretty sure Sgt. Pepper's came out in 67. If you know, I just watched, of course, I did just watch the anthology, of course, of the Beatles on Disney Plus. I believe they added some stuff to it. I think Peter Jackson, of course, the director behind Lord of the Rings, that I'm pretty sure that Stranger Things decided to go and their stuff as Peter Jackson did the Lord of the Rings with a fucking insanely long epilogue. Anyway, neither here nor there. I should really remember when Sergeant Pepper's came out. I'm just, you know, also a big fan. Oh, 67. It did come out in 67, which I did think that it was 67. So you get Sergeant Pepper's and a lot of Hendrix stuff. And there's a lot of 67 there. There's a lot of good music in 67. 1967. Let's see here. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, of course, is on Sgt. Pepper's. Obviously, a song that's been associated with acid, but according to John Lennon, it was Julian, his son, had drawn a picture of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It had to do with just a picture of Julian. Drew. But I mean, that's a good one. I was thinking Dr. Robert was on there too, but I don't know why I was thinking that. But again, that's Revolver. Around the same time period. But A Day in the Life. When I'm 64, it should be 60. When I'm 67, yeah, it doesn't have quite the same ring to it. It was When I'm 64, doom. There's six in. I don't think that one works. I mean, if six was nine, still, it's not great. But I mean, it did come out in 1967, so there's that. I mean, these songs did. I mean, if I'm gonna go with some crazy, I mean, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is kind of a weird song. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, obviously, that's a great one for 6 or 7. Because it's 6-7 does sound, to me, 6-7 sounds like some kind of hallucination or something that is like metaphysical. Or so that's where my brain has gone with the 6-7 thing. Feel like there's going to be a 6-7, like there is. I'm almost like Peter Thiel in the South Park, where he's convinced, he keeps saying 6-7. Then of course Cartman, he's like, oh, that starts can't stop laughing with the 6-7, and that he thinks Cartman has something to do with stopping the devil baby, or the, you know, the Antichrist from coming. I don't believe in the Antichrist, so that's something. I'm starting to sell myself on the conspiracy, though. That, again, the idea was to not have a real conspiracy. It's just like put cryptic messages. Let's see here. I'm thinking popular songs. Songs, 1967. Wonder if 1867. What kind of songs would that? This is the Billboard charts. Lulu, top 100 songs of 1967. I'd have to hear this. To Sir With Love. I don't. The Box Tops. I've heard of the Box Tops. The Letter. I don't know the song. Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe. I'd have to go down to Wendy, the Association. I think that's on Breaking Bad. There's Wendy. I'm pretty sure that goes on. I'm pretty sure that's on there. Anyway, I guess I think I go down to four before I start really knowing these songs. I'm a believer. I know this one by the Monkees. So that would be a good. I'm a believer. Oh, fuck, man. That's very conspiratorial. Man, you put that date out there, 6-7-26, with I'm a believer. Holy fuck. And the next song, this is another one, would totally fuck with some people. Light My Fire by The Doors. I mean, who doesn't know that? How is Light My Fire so much lower than these other songs? Windy, which is a good song. I'm pretty sure I know this song. Happy Together, that's a little bit further down. Something Stupid, Frank and Nancy Sinatra, I'm sure I've heard that, but it's not ringing a bell. Happy Together. I know that one. Not a good, I would say not a good one for selling Crazy Thoughts about 6-7. Groovin', that's a good song. Groovin'. Can't Take My Eyes Off You. That seems like you could maybe, that seems like to really mess with people. I'm thinking, oh man, I Think We're Alone Now by Tommy James and the Shondells. Classic. That would respect by Aretha Franklin, of course. There was some good ones, man. You got Stevie Wonder's I Was Made to Love Her. I mean, 1967 is a great year. You know, I'm still not seeing it's the pop chart. So how is this? Okay, you got to go down to number 30 to All You Need Is Love to see the Beatles like cracking this, you know? I guess like if I went to like albums and sales, it would they would probably be like, you know, number one. Maybe they were still reeling from that We're Bigger Than Jesus thing that Lennon said. Maybe that was hurting them on the pop charts there. I don't know how they figure the top 100 on Billboard. That was ever a thing. Jefferson Airplane before pre-Starship. They were on there with Somebody to Love. Brown Eyed Girl came out that year too. Holy shit. As you know, these songs, you just look into the meaning of these songs, like you could rap some I feel like I'm trying to talk myself into creating conspiracy shit. See, I grew up again on like all the conspiracy shit from like JFK and all that stuff. And you know, which I think there's a lot of truth to some of the stuff, but yeah, I don't think it's as wide ranging as a conspiracy as people think. But you know, the FBI did do some really messed up shit, as well as the CIA. I mean, there's just the whole history of the CIA is kind of fucked up. Anyway, but there is, this makes me want to just listen to songs from 1967 as there's some good ones, some classics, as Penny Lane, finally at 55 on the list. Okay, I gotta stop looking at this. I was gonna talk. Yeah, I've been other than working, I've been mainly going back to play Final Fantasy VII Remake, well Rebirth. Sorry, because they, you know, rebooted sort of the game as the Final Fantasy VII. Again, there's a seven, not six, not involved with six. I never really played six. I might have at one point in time, but seven's the key number here. Seven's the key number. You can't get your mouse on the wheel 6 minutes. You can't get your heart started. You're pumping, whatever. Whatever the how that goes in There's Something About Mary. When he picks up the hitchhiker. Anyway. 7 minute yabs. I totally fucked myself up with the 6 and 7 minutes. Final Fantasy VII. I think that came out in 97. As the remake is sort of a reboot. But it's also, I like how they go in there in this, because they turn it into three parts. The original game had a lot of shit to it. It was, I think, 4 discs long on the PlayStation 1. And my favorite game of all time. That's why I go, is my username on games and everything now. I go with Clover Strife. So, like Cloud Strife, but since four-leaf clovers are my thing, being born on St. Pat's, go with Clover Strife. It works out in my brain. Anyway, I don't think anybody else gives a shit. But I've never even explained to other people, yeah, whatever. But in my brain, it works. And it was like, I didn't see anybody else with that username. That was the big part. The name in itself doesn't really, when you hear it, it's like Clover Strife. What the fuck does that mean? anyway, yeah, the original game had a fuck ton to it. I mean, there was, it's a long game. And I spent more hours on that game, playing through it multiple times, than any other game I've ever played, I would say. I think. Hell, I don't know. Well, Call of Duty, if you want to just like include all of its iterations, and Warzone, I mean, it probably ranks up there. But, you know, I don't know. I would say I invested a lot more time in Final Fantasy VII, but I don't know. I don't have the hours on this sort of thing. I would say in a game that wasn't online multiplayer, it is the game I've spent the most hours on. That's for certain. But, yeah, I had stopped playing. Like, the first remake, the part one, it came out during the pandemic. And the perfect time, because I had about, was it close to 2 months there, where I was only working every other day at work. They cut our hours. And so I didn't have any money. I guess I wasn't working much. But I had gotten that game. I don't remember when exactly it came out, but it came out before the lockdowns happened. Or like right as, I don't remember. But I had bought that game. And I had a bunch of, I wasn't working. There was some weeks where I was only working two days a week. Felt like a European. It was awesome. And only I could make a living doing that, and then, you know, having all this extra free time. It was fantastic. So well rested. But I had played that game a lot, which I should mention again about saying about how much I played the original Final Fantasy VII. When that game first came out, I was in high school. It was near the time I dropped out, actually. I missed a lot of school at the time. I was working all the time. My dad left. It was a dark time, and I was becoming more aware of how the world really was. And then Final Fantasy VII came out. It was a bright spot for me. It was, you know, it was a light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think I went to school at all that week. And I just kind of stopped going, would only go here and there. And then I tried to, at one point, like, go back to school. And the game wasn't why I was missing school, but it gave me, like, I was working pretty much full time at this time, and also like going to school. I think it wasn't quite full time hours. As soon as they found out I'd quit going to school, they were like, oh, now you're going to work full time hours. But anyway, when that game came out, the first week it came out, I didn't sleep all week. And I mean, it was a good 7 days where I went without sleep. Again, seven, not six. There was no six involved. Of course, maybe it was 6 or 7 days. I don't know. But it was the only time I'm pretty sure that I know I hallucinated at that point in time, but I hallucinated from lack of sleep. Thankfully, though, it wasn't anything that would have said, like, I think this is real. I was well aware that it was a hallucination. Because I remember going to save the game at one point, and there's little save crystals, because I was like, I was already feeling like a little tired. Well, I mean, obviously I was really fucking tired. There's no little tired. I can't imagine doing this now, man. I can't go more than like 12 hours with getting some sleep. Like, I gotta take a nap if I've been up like 12 hours. Like, fuck. Well, if I had to work that day, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go. If I'm not off work, I don't have to. We'll wait at least like 15 to 16 hours. I can't go no 24 hours without sleep. Like, that's a mistake. But I did, there was like a good 7 days. If I remember correctly, it was 7 days. I feel like that was almost intentional, because it was Final Fantasy VII, and I've always had a thing with sevens. It's kind of like my lucky number. Maybe that's why 6-7 doesn't bother me as much as many other people. But I saved the game, and I remember looking over at the wall, and then the only way to really describe it is there was this tongue-like material. It was like the same skin of like a tongue, like you know, texture of a tongue. It looked like a tongue, but not in shape. It started coming out of the wall in a pyramid. And it was like a really large pyramid, like not on the ceiling, but on the wall. It was just like coming at, out of the wall, not really next to me exactly, but just like I kind of looked over and then it was just like a very strange, obviously not real. And thankfully it wasn't like some weird thing, you know, where I imagined somebody coming in like an intruder or something and I had to attack them. You know, who knows? Hallucinations can be really bad and cause you to do bad shit. I wasn't driving by that point. I had driven, like, I think I just had a permit. I don't think I had gotten, did I have a license at that point? It took me a while to finally get my license. Driving used to just freak me out. I was really nervous driving. I might've had a license by that point, but I'm not sure. I don't think I was driving is the point I was getting at, where I was like completely without sleep. Again, this is like 30 years ago, or damn near. It's like 29 years ago. Hard for me to remember exactly. But yeah, I spent a lot of time on that. And what I was going to get at, this latest one, the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, I had played a good chunk of it, but you know, I was working a lot of hours. Not as much overtime as I'm working now, but, and I got to a point where there's a fuck ton. Like, look, the first part in the remake, just called Remake, not Rebirth. There's a lot of mini games. There's a lot to it, but again, I was on lockdown at the time. I enjoyed the fact that there was a bunch of shit to do in there, but it's not nearly as insanely packed as the Final Fantasy VII remake, which the game's been out for like 2 years now, so I don't feel like this is like new news or anything. I'm aware it's been out for a while, but I got to a point where there's a squat challenge, which I think there is a squat challenge mini game like in the first part as well. Which was difficult, but it wasn't like as insanely difficult as it was in Rebirth. And I had to like, okay, I cannot fuck. I had to put it down and be like, I can't play this game for a while. I had too much going on outside of it. I'm like, man, I'm not going to spend 6 hours every night for like a week to just try and beat this fucking thing. It was like I'm like, oh, I wanted to get, because you don't have to do the mini games, you know? But I've always, with Final Fantasy VII stuff, like I had to do all of it. And you get a pretty decent item for getting the hard level, because there's varying levels. There's like three different difficulties with the squats. And if you get the hardest difficulty, you get the championship belt, which gives you like plus 10% like strength and something else. It's a solid buff to your fighters. But it pissed me off so bad. I'm like, man, I didn't go like, I'm just never going to play it. I was like, I'll get around to it again. Then I just like went and did other things with my life. Played some guitar. I think I just didn't play video games that much, period, other than like Call of Duty on the weekends. So I was like, I just kind of swore off Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And it was a good solid year because maybe the game hasn't been out for 2 years, but I guess it's really been only out for a little over a year. Something like that. But I got it when it first came out. And then, I hit that squat mini game and I was like, fucking fuck, man. I'm pretty sure, though, I'll never finish the piano one. That one pisses me off because, you know, I can get rhythm and shit, but I have a hard time hitting the right note on, because it's just like all the notes are on the joystick. They're not exact. You got to hit like there's a bunch of notes on each joystick. And, you got to hit just the right direction to get it. And it drives me nuts. It's like, damn it. Just let me like hook my guitar up or something and then just tell me what the fucking notes are. Like, I'm sure I could, like, get this, and it would be way more enjoyable something, just hit notes on two different joysticks. I was able to get like one of the songs beat, but it took me a long time to do that. And the longer I play that mini game, the worse I get at it. So I have to go like long periods of time before playing that one. But I've come back to the game, and I'm pretty close to finishing all the mini games. Got to say, the Queen's Blood mini game, the card game in there, that one's fantastic. Props to them on that one. Which there are some entertaining mini games, but then there's ones where like, why the fuck am I still playing this? Fuck this game. But I can't find. I just can't take it to myself. I just can't. I have a hard time going through and just doing the story, which I, you know, I'm invested in the story. I love the story, the original Final Fantasy VII, the film Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. Great stuff. I haven't watched that in a long time, but I'm, you know, excited to see where the story goes. Cause I, you know, I haven't read spoilers yet. I don't think, because in the original one, spoiler alert, that came out 30 years ago, or almost 30 years ago, and they kill off Aerith and, in the game. I don't know that they do that in this in the remake here. I know you go to the ancient temples, like one of the last things that you go to, which, if I remember correctly, it's been a few years since I played all the way through the original. She gets killed. Was it right after going through the Ancients Temple? And I don't think they do it in this one. Though maybe they are gonna just kill her off in the next one. Which the part three of it is coming out. They're saying early of 2027. So we're about a year out, at least a year out. As but I, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But I gotta finish, which I'm glad it's still like a year out, because I still got a bit to finish with that game. As once you like go through it on normal mode to like unlock everything, if you want to get all like the 100% on getting everything, you really gotta play it through the hard mode, which the game is already hard enough. I did beat part one, though. I beat that on hard mode, but again, I had a lot more time. And I've watched a lot more YouTube videos on how to do the stuff this time around, because the games are just fucking hard. The mini games are so fucking hard that I'm like, I gotta watch a YouTube video. I didn't do that as much on the part one. I was like, I got the time, I can do this. But I gotta say, man, some of those mini games, stupid hard. The there's the Gold Saucer games, there is the Brawler game that you have, that's like, it kind of reminds me of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Not really Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but I mean, you only have, they're like low resolution like fighters that look like what you would have seen in 1997, which I think there was a Brawler any game in the original as well, but they only have a couple of moves, which kind of makes me think of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, which I guess they only had one move. But man, that one's just fucking, that one's stupid hard. You gotta time out dodges. You have to dodge a certain amount of times between like which fighter you're fighting. There's like lower, you know, easy ones all the way up to like super hard. Sephiroth is the final one that you can fight, and you have to dodge with Sephiroth. You got to dodge like 10 times or something like that before he tires out, and then you can hit him. Like, gets ridiculous. And if he lands just a couple of hits, like, you're done. You're done. He's killing you. And the way you know how to, you have to hit the right button to dodge correctly, or the, you know, the joystick again, damn it, hit it in the right direction. But at least, unlike the piano game, there's only a couple of different directions. There's like three different directions you can hit either the left or the right joystick with. So there's like six different options. As opposed to the piano game, there's like, I don't know, like fucking 12 notes per joystick. So it's divided up into like 12 or something ridiculous. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's only six. Because there's, you know, like the 12, I don't know. I don't remember how they divided it up. I didn't really actually pay attention to the I should probably count the notes. But it's a bit ridiculous. That brawler fight, there is a cheat. The hard thing with that is you gotta, when they go to hit you, the PC, like when the AI's going to hit you, it telegraphs the move slightly, but the game doesn't tell you how to read how which punch they're going to throw, whether it's the uppercut, the jab, and whatever. I forgot what they actually call it. Straight punch, uppercut, and I don't remember what they call it, like a overhand. There's like an overhand. Basically, there's a straight punch, which would be kind of like a jab. There's an uppercut, which like you'd have to dodge down to be able to dodge it, go down, and then it could be on the left or your right. And then there's a straight one, so which is just like to the left or to the right. And then there's the up, doing like an overhand punch. And it can be super hard to do that in real time when you get to like Sephiroth. The first couple fights aren't bad. And you don't have to dodge that many punches before you can, before they get tired and you can hit them. But it gets ridiculously hard. But what you can do is right when they go to punch, pause it, and then you can see which. It's still not even like perfect. Like you get used to after you play it for an extremely long period of time. At least for me, you know, some people it just may be intuitive to them, not to me, and apparently a lot of people that have played this game. You pause the game as they go to punch, and then it becomes very much. You can see where the punch is coming from, how they're angling it. That's the big thing. Which way the fist is pointing, which is really just a block because it's low resolution. then you can just like hold the joystick in whichever direction you have to while it's paused, and then you can dodge it that way. And I just went ahead and fucking did that. I was like, dude, I am not spending like 6 days on this cheesy fucking minigame. I don't even find it that fun. It's a pain in the ass. So I did cheat a little bit on that one. There was a little bit of a cheat, and I didn't feel real bad about it. You know, it's not like an online game I'm playing. I'm not going for some big record. I'm not making money off this shit. But yeah, that's really. I should probably wrap this up. I'm going for a while. My voice is getting a little. My throat's getting a little sore. A little sore. There's a blues game coming up tonight. Thinking they are just about mathematically out of the playoffs, but I don't know. I think everybody else is still doing pretty shitty, so there's a chance. Hopefully going to go to next week Friday. I'm hoping to go to my first game this season, and it looks like Shelly and I are going to go to which I imagine Nabeen as well. We will go to the Star Wars game that they are having on March 26th, which is also opening day for the Cardinals. Which I am working that day, and I won't be going involved in the Cardinals opening day, which imagine parking's going to be a little crazy. I think they're just parking at the Metrolink station. Forgot which station he said they're going to go to, which I think I'm going to just opt for that because parking anywhere in St. Louis is going to be nuts opening day, I would imagine. Though last season the Cardinals' attendance was pretty bad, though you know they've had a lot of changemen. I think they've done a lot of changing in management and what have you. I've heard little things about their, you know, it sounds like maybe there's going to be more fans coming back to see the games, which is crazy to ever think that the Cardinals would be ever so low attended in St. Louis because St. Louis loves their sports, man. when the Cardinals and the Blues, man, it's something else. But yeah, we're gonna go. Hopefully, go to. Sounds like we're gonna go to it. Don't have tickets yet. But they have the awesome Grogu bobblehead for Star Wars Blues Night. Star Wars or Star Wars Night at the Blues there, the Enterprise Center. They got the Grogu with holding a puck. You know, doing the Jedi mind trick on a puck. There, hopefully pick that up. So I'm going to take the day off after that because it's a Thursday night game. That was kind of the, I wanted to do it, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go and do it and take off St. Pat's and then the March 26th. So I'll have a couple of days off in March. And then I'm still looking at doing like a week off in like mid-August. And, you know, possibly going on a trip if the overtime continues throughout the year, which it looks like it might slow down for a little bit, like next month. But then we're like right in the spring, like right after that. So, I mean, I imagine it's going to go back to fucking really busy, though. I don't know. We could be at war right then at that point. And who knows? We're going to be all building bombs in a month. We're going to turn our steel factory... do you munitions or something? We're building some kind of boat. I don't know. We'll just be building, you know, buildings to be, barracks for people in Greenland. Who knows at this point? Or fallout shelters. I mean, we really do have to, with that, you have to consider the fact that nukes could go flying. So that's, you know, something to look forward to. I mean, that Fallout TV show is fantastic. And if Nuclear Winter is anything like that, you know, it's going to be entertaining at least. We really might want to get some Fallout shelters ready. I'm just saying. Then again, do I want to be a ghoul? I mean, if I could be a ghoul and then get the really bad brain rot... and also be alive for like 200 plus years. Unless somebody like takes me out. Oh, such great possibilities. Anyway, this is really all I've got. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.